So, Jermaine, go ahead, Jermaine.
Hey, Ion, I worked on my first grimoire.
Yes, good. Did you burn any bridges down?
Not that I'm aware of yet, but I use butter.
Oh, good. Okay, good. That's good.
And I rewatched The Magicians again.
Well,
can I
left
use my
right hand, didn't it? Just kind of.
Yeah.
No, do not use your right hand. You do not know what
okay.
you're doing. And no.
Okay.
Unequivocally,
okay.
no. It's not no forever, but it is no until further notice. You
got
will blow
it.
Shit up, and we're not having that. We've cleaned up quite enough for you this week, my dear.
Say no more. I won't use it. Thank
well, you.
You
are, just don't use your left hand in your practice. Keep going. Just be aware. You don't know what you know. So you know what I'm saying? You don't know what you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And we try to tell you, and we've told you, and we tell you, and then we told you that we tell you, and then we tell you what we told you. Then we put in music, then we put in your damn teapot, and then we make the stereo go off, and then we make the music go off, and then we make your phone, freaking phone, do crazy things. And you're just kind of like blood blizzing right through it, and it's kind of like, wow, okie dokie, smoky. No, it's all
well,
good. It's all good.
It's kind of natural to me, so then I'll pay more attention.
Yes.
But,
yeah, think.
Yes. But Magicians, I feel like I learned a lot about what you're just talking about. So I understand.
You understand that if it has value, it has a cost. If it has value, it has cost. And that equation or balance, even a god, if a god makes something or does something or handles something, remember how the gods have a different code of how magic is? They control
yeah.
it completely differently, and there's not such a position. That's the difference. And you got to know the difference between the two. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. So with the first grimoire that I worked with, is that apply to any of those?
It would. The only part you don't know yet is what is bound on earth is bound in heaven.
I
Leviticus
understand that, though.
8. Leviticus 8.
Can I have another grimoire? A second one? Are you going to say it like last time and then I can put it into work?
We're going up a notch. We're going to take it up a notch. We're gonna materialize this one. It'll be different. Bob liked it rough. We'll give him a little bit of it.
And I saw the milk part on the Magicians and the Virgin, and it's the same as the Virgin
mm-hmm.
de Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. In Cartago.
Yeah, the Black Virgin.
Don't say black, say colored.
Oh, the colored. And what is... the colored
so
virgin.
Much. We have had so much fun with this. It's so hysterical. Trying to make good cliche archetypes apply to what people are or supposed to be or not or going to be or should be. It is absolutely hysterical, and that's why we're just making so much fun of it all. Because if you look at it, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Never mind. It's great fun. We're going for all it's worth.
You know, in Spanish, you could say that, and it's not offensive to anyone when you speak Spanish.
Okay.
So,
correct.
Yeah.
Well, it's not offensive to us either. And for the gods that are worshipped, they don't mind either. So, and the rest of them, we don't care what they think. So, it's probably all right with us.
And what does the milk mean? Because you said, wait till you make your own milk. And
lactic,
then there was...
Lactic acid. It's in the adrenals.
Adrenals. And that was the what I saw also on Magicians.
That's right.
The milk leaking out of the Virgin.
Do. Pretty cool.
You
kind of knew it, but you didn't know it. You kind of got it, but you didn't get it. You kind of had it, but you weren't sure. You kind of
mm-hmm.
went with it till you couldn't. Now, this does not qualify or fall into the construct of fake it till you make it. That is never what we're saying. That's not what we're saying here. You have to embrace it till you can taste it.
Taste
embrace
the...
it. Embrace it until you can taste it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taste the milk.
Tell Jack to get them clothes off.
I'm walking up there right now.
Well, hurry up.
I'll tell him right now.
Know. It's showtime and he's got his damn clothes on. It's ridiculous.
When you said taste, is that the milk or just taste of everything?
The taste of whatever it is you're trying to make.
I was at the store right now because I was cooking dinner.
Yeah. And why can't you put a little cardamom in there?
Some what?
Cardamom. Put some cardamom in there.
Cardamom.
Yeah.
Oh, and
in your dinner.
And I'm using sea salt now all the time.
Good. That's good.
Ion said, get your clothes off. He's doing it now, Ion.
We know. That's the reason. We knew he didn't have his clothes off. We knew he knew it was showtime. We knew. We're just trying to catch him up so he don't get his damn ass smoked.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're very happy. Tell us about your week.
Oh, it was an amazing week. Oh,
yes,
it was probably one of the best weeks of my life.
I mean, imagine that.
To cap it off, that was crazy. We checked in the hotel, and then I had a champagne bottle there, and then I opened the envelope, and it said, "Happy birthday, Jack. Dream bigger." And it said it was from Ion. So me and G were fucking tripping out. I'm like, holy shit, Ion left some champagne for us for my birthday. And, like, we were all
happy
like,
birthday.
Yo, how did this happen? We were losing our mind. And then
starting
to find out, my partners came in and was like, oh, did we trick you? Did you really leave that? Or did they, like, how, can you speak on that?
Makes no difference as long as the bubbly goes down the throat hole, does it?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that was good. So, yeah, the weekend
and it
was
wasn't
great.
Them. If they had done it, it would have been the cheap shit.
You're right, because it was Vivo Clico. Clico. Good shit. Yeah, the expensive shit. Yeah.
Thank you, Ion. It was really delicious.
You're welcome. It was fun. Effervescent. See, now, that's the whole point of creation, you see. The point of creation is that you allow it into your experience. Now, because you've not done anything special, and you're not anything special, and you're not anything extreme, but yet you are, because as you adapt and allow yourself to coalesce into the God part of you, what happens very quickly is you start clicking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it very easy.
That was
for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
I had some questions from last week that I wrote down. Can I just start now?
Hell yeah.
And my first question is, was the Bible created to detach people from their power?
No. Hold that question 1 second. Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Yes. Turn that down a little bit. Turn that down a little bit and go to a mirror and go to a mirror and blow your breath on the mirror to fog it up. A mirror. And then write something in that fog. We don't care what. Just anything, any crazy thing you want. Turn the supper down first. You'll burn it.
I did.
Now, go blow in a mirror and make fog on the mirror, and then take your finger and write a symbol or write a little something. Just do that. Okay, now, sorry, Jack, go ahead. We digress.
Okay, I did it.
So the first question was, the Bible created to detach people from their power. You said no.
It was to bring them back to their power. It's where you hid all those secrets. It's the Hansel and Gretel, the breadcrumbs. Now, they're going to the witch's house, the candy house, to get put in an oven and eaten. Okay? Hansel and Gretel are fucked. Okay? But they did leave the breadcrumbs to get them back to God or back to home or just over in the glory land. They did that. So that's all good. But that's the point.
Okay.
So Hansel and Gretel are fucked. And notice it was a house of sugar that almost lured them in. but it wasn't the sugar that got them, it was the oven.
All right, my next question is, last week when we spoke, well, the week you said I was chosen. Did I have anything to do with being chosen, or that was just like luck of the draw?
There was no draw. Many are called, few are chosen. You were chosen. That means you don't have a choice. You were chosen. You didn't choose.
Okay.
You were chosen. Now, happily so, there's benefits here already.
Mm-hmm.
There, well, how's it working for you? Or how's it working for you so far, Biggin?
It's working amazing. I mean, it's...
Imagine that. It's a beautiful thing. Just go with it now, sugar love. Go slow. Keep your head up, all right? You can have that fucking NBA if you want it, but we don't think you want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
They already hate you. They already hate you because you're doing better than they are, and they're trying to make all the money checks.
Oh, man, me and Jermaine talk about that all the time.
I know, but don't make that a to-do. Just go soft with it because, see, it's just too charmed after a second. And then next thing you know, you turn into a white lighter, and that's a whole other Leo charmed story, and that's not what we want. That's not what we signed you up for. So you're doing fine. Okay, now, next question.
Last week, I couldn't really understand what you said, but you said when ascending... There is I don't know if you said Emasculus Road and Emmaus Road. I was trying to figure out what word is, but I couldn't find it.
The Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road. Put it in the Googler. Just hit the touch part and say this to the microphone and say Damascus. Damascus and Emmaus.
Damascus. What does Damascus mean? I'm asking Sherry.
It's a place.
From five definitions of messages, the first one is send a message to.
Damascus. Oh, man. Hold on. Well, Damascus.
Here, let's try it this way.
Hey, Jermaine, how can he not know this shit? This proves Jack's never been fucking listening. How could he not know about Damascus? Come on, Jay, Jermaine, slap him around a bit.
It's in Syria?
Jesus Christ, it's in the Bible.
Okay.
You know nothing. Jermaine, do you have the Revelation series?
We made a YouTube.
You have the Revelation series, Jermaine? Well, you fucking make Jack listen to it. And then he pays you for it, too.
He's listened to it before, the revelation.
Yeah, well, Jack doesn't know how to... He's so fucking chosen, he's a zombie. He did not know what Ion says every week, Jack. Damascus versus Emmaus. I mean, Jack, what is it? Get your head out of Jermaine's ass. That Reporto image. I've been watching Shameless. Shameless TV show will make you think like that.
Okay, Damascus in Syria, I see that. And then Emmaus Road. Can you speak on that?
We put the Ion link in the Goober Snatcher for you. We've spoken on this. We even have a YouTube on it. So it's in the Goober Snatcher. There you go.
All right, okay.
Now, we can spell it for you if you'd like to. Whatever you want. Anything you want.
I got Damascus. It's in Syria. But Emmaus.
You ignorant fucking shit.
Huh?
You knew this, did you, Ion?
Leave it alone.
You wanted to humiliate the colored people, didn't you? Did you, Ion? You fucking, it's the Trump era. You're the first victim.
Next question.
No, next question, Jack. You got to find out what we're talking about. Didn't you ever hear of St. Paul, Saul, on the road to Damascus, he's blind? Remember that?
Oh, my God. It's Christian Murdy. He's channeling Christian Murdy.
I'm quoting Christian Murdy, Jack.
I never heard of that. I'm going to
check
it out.
Never heard of that.
Karen.
Your family never went to church. You're not even an American, Jack.
Bob's preaching to the sub-genius. It's Reverend Stang. He's still channeling Reverend Stang. We've lost Bob. The last four or five, we lost him. We lost him. Oh, Lord. They
I had in the bathroom
finally got his beanie bob.
I wonder if Cha knows what we're talking about. She's there looking up some genius. What's that? The
yeah.
ass cancer.
Oh,
bob.
Yeah, the church.
Okay,
church of the stuff. J.R. J.R. Bob Dobbs Jr.
Bob Dobbs Jr.
The church of the CKLN. CKLN. 88.1. CKLN. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, next question.
Wait, wait. Did you get the Damascus and Emmaus Road straightened out now?
I'll tell him.
No, I can tell him. That's what we're for, honey. You have other things to do. The Emmaus Road is when you're walking along with the Christ when he was in the middle of his ascension. And Jesus said, don't touch me yet. My ascension's not complete. And they were like, what the fuck? And the WTF, and then it was OMG. What's the BFD? And then they got on the Snapchat and went to back pages to see if they could find if it was as good as the last Jesus. And once they went to the Snapchat, then they went to back pages. And then they found out they had a Tumblr account. They had a Tumblr account. It's terrible. And then they found out, and they made some naked videos, and they laid them all out. And that's when they had the tomb, and they rolled the tomb away. Okay. They didn't realize they were talking to an ascending God right in the cross, but they had the whole long journey, a nice leisurely stroll, learning about how to ascend, talking to God, to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the Damascus Road, that's the Paul, Saul, Paul, Paul. They keep changing their names. It's ridiculous. Anyway, this He-Man motherfucker thinks he knows everything. He's a Roman big badass going around killing fucking Christians. You know, it goes all the way up to the Constantinople bullshit and the Byzantine Empire. But that's not really what this story is about. But anyway, he saw the light, which means God smacked him with a fucking lightning bolt. And he went blind, changed his name. He lost his house, and he was very scarred. But he saw the light instantly, like in a flash, bam. And then he went to the upper room, and they devoured him. They were quite the pagans in the upper room. Oh wait, that's not exactly the way the story was, but it's pretty damn close. They had a lot of Passover food at the upper room. So it was 40 days after Passover. That was the Pentecost. The Pentecost. That's the Pentad. That's where Bob invented the stupid Pentad that we're still getting over now. That open air whole bad bullshit one more time, and we're still trying to deliver ourselves from that ridiculousness, but it's still there. Then Bob chides you. Mark the time, Bob. Send yourself an email. Bob chides Jack and preaches him a sermon from the Bible. First, Bob didn't even know what the Bible was when we started this off. And now he's quoting the difference between the Damascus and the Emmaus Road. It is, and every time a bell rings, Frank Zappa gets it in the bud. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
All right.
Now, you got that straightened out?
Yeah,
one is a long path, long, slow path of ascension, and the other one is a lightning bolt. You can have it any way you want to.
How about that? So I can choose with that any way I want to take it.
Well, no, you can't. Actually, she did it already. She went to the mirror, made the fog on the mirror, clouded the visual sight, made a symbol on it, so the fate is sealed. The fate is sealed. It's done. And that's why she had to go do it right then. And she turned the supper down so she didn't burn it up. And do you not have any cardamom? What's wrong with putting a little cardamom in there?
I don't have any cardamom.
God darn, that's the maddest we've ever been. You can get this coriander and cardamom. They're kind of. Do you have coriander? Maybe that would be close.
No, I don't.
How about nutmeg? Maybe a little nutmeg. And you have fresh nutmeg and a little microplane. Let's rub it on there just a little bit, just a hint.
Nutmeg.
Maybe some curry.
I think I have curry.
Now, don't do the red curry. It's too strong. But the yellow curry, I'm talking just a pinch, just to give it a little brightness of flavor. And you're hitting a home run with the sea salt. We need to change it. It's bland. We adore you, but it's bland.
I know. I cook kind of plain, bland food.
Well, darling, but we're going to have that. We're going to put some spice in it, honey. We're going to put some spice in it. You'll be all right.
Aya, last week you said I had the power to turn off India. What power do I have to do that?
Your power.
How do I tap in? Excuse me?
You already do. You already do. Are you nuts? You already do.
already do. Okay. I'll
how do you extend your hand to something and it change? Do you understand when you're driving the red lights and they change for you?
Yeah. That's true.
Well, how you do that. And then you go, how do you, I was going to bring that up. I don't know how the fuck I do that. Okay. It doesn't matter how the fuck you do it. That's a who, what, mm-hmm. when, where, how degree of separation. That you do it is what's important. So you don't have to know the Damascus or the Emmaus Road, darling, if you're doing it. You don't got to know it if you're doing it. See, if you're so busy, if you're so busy banging, you ain't got time to find out what you're banging. You're busy banging. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a box of cat crap to tell you that.
Why do you always tell me to get naked when I speak to you?
You have to be naked. That's the way you came. You came naked, and that's where you're going to go. When you sit on your fucking throne, you're going to be strapped bug naked, biggin.
My nigga. Okay, I get that. Okay.
That's all you've ever been proud of, so why not?
What can you tell me about Michael Jordan and Bed Bath & Beyond?
It's the Reg D is not correct, and the sale will not proceed.
The Reg D is not correct, and the sale will not proceed?
Nope. Reg D. Regulation.
Regulation.
Yes. Reg D.
Is Michael Jordan a god? Does he know he's a god?
Well, we would like to say he is, but he most certainly does not know it.
I know we have the power to create, but we don't have the power to decreate. So if you to uncreate, so if you create something,
You can decreate. You can decreate. Yeah, you can take something back to what it was. You can take a corn and make it back to a seed and make it back to a corn. You can do that. What you call de-evolution, that's how you got into that inky, misty snot rag when you started off to start with. You know, the less than phase when you fell. You know, that little amoeba climbing out of the swamp. You know, remember the little frog and the WB that dances? You remember that? The little frog, just like that. Just like that. And it was because of the lysine and that frog's egg that allowed them to bring you back to God. Isn't that great? That lysine.
Amazing.
It's so wonderful. Yeah, and the agar, or the anthropomorphic soup. Bob knows what anthropomorphic means. We don't, but he does. So that's all you need
to
know.
How do you spell that word?
He probably won't. Oh, Lord Jesus, that's too high-minded from you, darling. If you didn't know that, Damascus and a man.
But look, when I don't know it, I'm gonna fucking look it up, and I will know it right now.
Yeah,
yeah, what's up, Bob?
It's A N T H R O, anthro, P O M O R P H I C, anthropomorphic.
Excellent, Bob. Bob is doing so much better. The lithium is really helping him. It's doing good. We're so proud of him. He's more calm with the clients now. It's just beautiful. He's doing great. Bob, kudos to Bob. It's good. Okay, anthropomorphic. Now, Bob, tell him what anthropomorphic means.
That's when you think your pet is a human. You project human qualities into things and objects. Like fables. You know, Aesop's fables, where the little animals go around and act out human dilemmas of the drama of cognition.
But Aesop actually did. He was just reporting what he saw. They really did that. That's real. That part's not anthropomorphic. The version is anthropomorphic, or the example is an anthropomorphic example, but it really actually occurred. It's like Alice in Wonderland. But Bob doesn't like the Lewis Carroll and Carroll Lewis and Wyndham Lewis and Lewis and Clark, and he doesn't like any Lewises. If they're Lewises, Bob doesn't like them, and we don't know why, but they're involved, and so Lewises have all been banned, so we don't know why.
I like Lewis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong was okay.
No, that's Louis Armstrong, not Louis.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Louis.
Okay.
He's okay.
Come on, Bob. Even I knew that shit.
I fell for it. Yeah. He fell for it. I knew he'd do that.
But he can blow the show
people.
For good as anybody.
God of the color
he
people.
He can.
Look, he started talking color people. Eyes starts grinning and laughing. His racist, anti-Semitic, Nazi heart starts to become obvious.
What? Lord have mercy. Next thing, Bob's going to call us up some nigger-loving Jews. That's all we need to do.
Yeah, I'll just put Bob and
did you have a, did y'all have a nice did y'all have a nice did y'all have a nice mitzvah this weekend?
A nice what?
Mitzvah.
Yeah, mitzvah, like a celebration.
Yeah,
yes, excellent.
Yeah, we had
we had
a great celebration. We got lit. We had some good drinks. We roamed around Vegas. We had a great time. We got fucked up. It was about doing it, so it was fun.
Nice. That is fun.
Well, wait till you hook up with Chad and Kate. There you go to get lit up.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we went.
I don't know about that. I went silent. He's shocked.
Mm-hmm. No.
Are we going to do that?
You don't scare us. Y'all get on up to the wind. You'll be all right.
Ion, was my second grimoire the one you just told me to do in the mirror?
That was binding. You had to bind it.
Oh, okay.
You had to bind it because you have loose magic, darling.
What is loose magic?
You watch The Magician, did you not?
Yeah.
You watch The Magician. You remember when they had all power and they didn't know what they were doing?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say right now. Okay.
Yeah. See, we had to be real soft because we didn't want to be the one to say that because that's sharp and terse. And unlike Bob, we are never sharp or terse. So we want to be soft. We want to be soft and kind.
Yeah.
So that's why we did it that way, because you're doing great and you're doing wonderful. Now stir that from the bottom.
So
come
that
on,
was some help with binding. So now my second one, can I get it now after that, or will it be later?
That's okay. You got it. Just look, stop filing and start doing it. You're trying to perfect it. Don't worry about the recipe. Get to cooking. Do you see?
Okay.
Number one, you don't even have any spices. If I gave you something to really do, you couldn't do it because you're not even stocked. I bet you don't even have any iron nude in the house.
No, because I don't really know how to cook.
Well, that'd be a good grimoire. That'd be a good grimoire right there.
Cooking.
See? You got to realize all Carolyn made for 1,000 years was nut pate. It was beautiful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And really, really, really good. Now she flips out leg of lamb and she does cayenne pepper in the popcorn, and she chops up all kinds of stuff and lays it on the counter for Bob to lick up, and she makes all kinds of like veggies, and she makes all kinds of like wonderful little pate thingies, and she does. It's just amazing. It's amazing what she can do. It's good. She doesn't use any sugar, but she can. For the first time in her life, she can. She doesn't, but she can. And see, that libertine gospel is embraceable because she can. Now she can, and that's enough. She doesn't have to, but she can.
Okay.
She
I'll expand. Am I allergic to pork still?
Say it again.
Am I allergic to pork still? It's just that I used to get sick.
This line is divine, honey. Get you some Jimmy Dean, whole hog sausage.
Pork.
Get some Jimmy Dean, whole hog sausage. Make some sausage. Make some biscuits and sausage gravy. That'll make. If you think that won't make Jack come home every night, ooh wee. You get them biscuits and gravy going honey. He'll show you. Ooh yeah. Now that biscuit crap, you got to make them from itch. Got to make them. You stick to it like a hair in a biscuit.
All right, so. Do I get my second grimoire or just cook? Start cooking.
That is your second grimoire.
Okay, I'll start with biscuits.
Do you know Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Find Practical Magic.
Oh, I think I was watching it last time. Okay, Practical Magic.
We know.
Okay.
Try that. We just get you in the notion of it so it's not sharp to you because we don't want to fuck up your shit. Okay.
I'm excited.
Just,
this is fun.
It's great fun. Well, it is fun. But see, this isn't anything special. This isn't anything odd. This is like a gift of the spirit. Now, wait a minute. The early equestrian church did not think that magic was what you were working with. But it's really funny. It's really funny that the Coathanites, okay, and Coath, which that's where that all comes from, the Coathanite side of the Levites. See, they mm-hmm. had the Kabbalah. They made the Kabbalah, the witch, fucking witch. Agnes Moorhead, goddamn witchcraft for the Jewish faith. But they couldn't include it in the Torah, blah, 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 blah. Shema Israel, Adonai Elohim, they couldn't do all that. But they had to bring it back in to say, oh. Then what mm-hmm. happens is they just set it aside. If it's too risque for the front of the house, they set it in the back cellar. And all we're trying to do is you just start embracing that just a little bit so you can start having some fun. Honey,
okay.
You'll be making yeah. proper Yorkshire puddings very soon. Proper
okay.
Yorkshire puddings. Cha's just having a fit because she ain't knows what an actual Yorkshire pudding is with cooked down from the meat. Brought the bloody meat into the house, make a gravy from the bloody meat, never frozen, only processed,
mm-hmm.
making a fabulous gravy with celerac and all kinds of wonderful vegetables, lots of root vegetables, cooked down slow, and a gravy that you just put in your mouth and it just explodes. Absolutely. Oh, we can't talk about food. We can't talk about food. Sorry, Bob doesn't like that. He'll cut us off. He'll mute us. He'll make us listen to Zappa. Oh,
yeah, we're bringing in Bert.
Now.
We're bringing
okay.
in Bert.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jermaine. We gave you a little
thank
extra
you,
time
Bob.
There.
You got it, Jack.
Jack.
You got it, Jack. We got
it.
Hey, Jack, we got
it.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're
going to
do fine. Listen, you're going to do fine. Be mindful of the paperwork. Don't just sign it because they say it's okay. Look at the shit, would you?
Okay. What
we changed that last stuff. We changed that. We changed the last stuff. You fucked it up. We changed it. And we're not going to do that every time. So just before you sign anything, look at it closely, please.
Start paying attention, Jack. Start listening to my old dialogue. Start listening to my old dialogues with James Curtis and James Martinez. You need to get some background, Jack. You have no fucking clue. You're stuck in the colored people ghetto. I'm the leader of the Black Caucus. You don't even know about me.
Colored people.
Oh. Bob is the AA and the CP.
Hey, Bert, become a pen pal of Jack's. You start writing letters to each other.
I'm down with that.
All right.
Me and Bert,
Bert.
For the black people.
Bert and Jack.
Okay. All right. I will.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Okay, Bert.
I'll connect with you, Jack.
Sorry.
Hey,
I.
No.
Thank you, my nigga.
No talking about your goddamn muscles,
all right.
Bert. Can we get into
right.
that?
No.
Abstract.
Right. No, I have
all right.
I
happy
have no
day,
questions.
My nigga.
My nigga.
Okay, nigga. Okay, thanks a lot, Jack. You Puerto Rican whack job, Jermaine. Always good to have you on.
Costa Rican.
Tell your sisters I said that. Tell your sisters I call the Puerto Rican.
All these years, you said she's Puerto Rican. Come on, man. It's like saying I'm Jamaican.
Yeah, we're going over Jack's head. We've reached his limits. Jack's arguing for his limitations now.
I know, right? I'm trying to get you back. But hey, shit happens.
Okay, Bert. Okay, everybody happy? Yep. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Ion, I want to talk about the assignment you gave me last week with the almond milk.
Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
And unlike the rest of your vestiges, we actually care.
I know. And that was really strange with the, you told me to boil half of the almond milk down. That's almost like an art form. I mean, I did it twice.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah.
And I almost messed it up.
Yeah.
But, what's strange is it started boiling immediately. Does that mean that there's no, H2O in it, right? Is that what that was?
Well, no, not necessarily, but no, it's not like that. You were on a feat. You were working on your own little grimoire there, Biggin.
I walked into this one. Okay. Okay.
Hell yeah. Did you do your homework?
If I recall, I'm talking about that's the only homework I had from last week.
So it's not a surprise then, is it? Strange things afoot.
So
come on,
should I continue?
We didn't mean to distract.
I know, but should I continue this? Okay.
Hell yeah.
The question is, though, is there minimum water in there, H2O? There's minimum water in the almond milk.
Well, no, but yes, but no.
I mean, Ion, it started boiling like maybe 10 seconds after I've turned the heat up on it.
That's right. Good. That's what it's supposed to do. That's the anomaly. That's odd.
Very. The quick boiling point, is that related to the element that you said that's cholesterol but not cholesterol and it's lactose but not lactose? Is that the element that's being activated?
Yep. Yep.
Is that a new element?
No. Well, it might be. It might be. It might be. That's right. That's right. That's right. It might be in the new environment. So you, if it, even if it's not new, you wouldn't recognize it.
So it's an element not on the current periodic table. It's on the new periodic table that Ion hasn't revealed.
We can't.
Could I say that?
We can't. We can't talk about that. You'll have to talk to Dr. Dean. We can't talk about that.
All right. I'll go on to my next question. This is a long series of questions, Ion, about the soul. You said quite a bit.
So we're going to break it up. We're going to break it up and do it in parts while you're digesting it. So we'll do all that we can do. Then you're going to take a deep breath. Then we're going to do some more. Okay?
All right. Because you said quite a bit, and I've recorded a good bit of it, but I've narrowed my questions down because it can be quite overwhelming.
For whom?
Starting with Bert.
For whom?
For Bert. For Bert. That's why you said take
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay. Good. Excellent. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Jack, you don't have to leave your clothes off. You can put your clothes back on now. But this is an example. What he's fixing to do, this is an example of the Emmaus Road. So now you have a contrasting view. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Last week, when I brought up the Tree of Life, you said that the ten sephira are connected.
Yes.
And you also said that the diagram that you gave me is the connection of all the carbons.
Yes. It's how the cations, the negatively charged cations, are the ionic bonds attached because there's not enough electrons to bond that many carbons and make it to be stable. So that's why that's very important. Okay.
Are the angles in that diagram where the carbons would attach?
Yeah.
All the angles. That wasn't my question, but I just threw it in there when you laid that out. Okay, is there a connection between the ten sephira and the soul?
Always.
Always. Okay, so then it's leading into other questions. Is there a chemical formula for the soul? Because you said that the soul has a frequency
and
vibration.
There is, but you ain't getting it. It's in Carolyn's grimoire.
Is the soul still a conduit for non-physical?
Maybe.
Is that an indication that it's changed? Because when you said the non-physical,
changing.
It's changing. Is that change due to that you are moving into the physical? And that this other...
And your environment and your world is becoming for a god. Your world is becoming for a god. Good.
Now, this next question is related to what you gave me last week regarding nitrogen being in the lungs. Because you said during the heart and hypothalamus that the soul was connected to the thoracic area.
Thoracic.
So is the soul still connected to the thoracic area?
Yes.
You said last week that the nitrogen is being held by the bronchia in the lungs. Is the nitrogen having an effect on the soul?
It will, because as a god, you'll lose the soul.
Is the nitrogen the catalyst to lose the soul?
Maybe. AO2, SO4, the whole formula. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've also said there was a discussion many moons ago about the Egyptians and that the Egyptians knew that the hypothalamus was the seat of the soul. So the question is the hypothalamus still the seat of the soul?
Yes, and the thalamus.
Okay, here's the main crux of my question regarding the Tree of Life. Because you've also said in the Genesis series that the soul is the central part that helps one find their way back up the tree of life. So the question is, are the completement formulas a way of activating the process to help one find their way back up the tree of life?
Yes, and they are for you empirically.
Last question, Ion, and this goes back to like my first question I ever asked you. Reading an old yogic text, and it may be a Qigong text, I don't remember, but I remember that there was a reference that about the heart, and that the heart is considered a small microparticle. And I asked you that, is the heart of the matter of the heart, related to a small microparticle that is in each cell? And you gave me the answer that it's if I wanted to go into nucleic acid. So the question is lysine part of the formula of the matter of the heart? Is the heart of the
it
matter?
Is.
The heart of the matter
and,
is the matter of the
and
heart?
You have to include a cork.
Okay, there's a cork. Is that a cork like what I would put, the cork from like a wine bottle, champagne bottle, or is it some other
No, no, no,
thing?
A cork.
Cork. Is that like the milk product cork?
No, cork. Bob, help him out. Play some music.
You mean a quark or quark?
A quark.
I think
a
you mean a quark.
Quark?
He means
quark.
A quark, but he says it ridiculous.
Yes.
He actually says it correctly, quark. I think that's how you say it.
It's a physics quark.
So, Bert, what quark. Would you like to hear? What kind of music?
I like the Pharoah Sanders, the creator.
Okay, he's always tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, like, the creator has a master plan. That was a nod to Trump and his master plan and my master plan for Trump. So let's just replay that. For the Black Caucus, we'll get Obama back, Bert. Don't worry. Obama is going to be redeemed. Will you find out today what he did? Will you find out what he was doing yesterday?
Oh,
we got a lot of good stuff coming.
Yes.
Inside story.
I can't wait.
You know, Pharoah Sanders should be have his likeness put on Mount Rushmore for that song, that album.
No, suffering cats.
Oh, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to physical people. People know better. You're just immature. You're just non-physical. You're just like 3 years old, man. You don't know music. You like kindergarten music, nursery school, religious shit. Listen, Pharoah is amazingly, he's added to the sun and fa sol la. He added new frequencies to it. You will find out someday, Ion. Someday. Is Bob the God talking to you, known as Ophi to his buddies. Okay? Okay, back to you. Back to you, Bert.
That's Ron Howard, isn't it?
No, Ronnie was a that was a Medici version of me. The Medici version, my enemy.
Damn. Those damn Medicis.
The happy days. Jesus. Okay, go ahead, Bert. Get me off the phone here.
Okay, Ion, I have one more question.
He's talking about Opie on the Andy Griffith show. That's who he's talking
That's
about.
That's right. That's
know.
Closer.
Yeah. He
that
don't
closer.
Even know. He don't even know. Okay, kids today.
Ion, you mentioned...
Okay,
now stop.
Now wait. You had a break. You had a little interlude there. I don't know why much good it did you. But it came into a place where you have to think about what you're saying. Did you get the cork issue?
Yes.
So explain
yes.
it. So they need to know.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's the reason we took a little interlude there, didn't we?
Yes, and I was enjoying the music. I wasn't. I asked you a question. I have to. I don't want to take the energy up or the time up. But I asked you about quarks a while ago. But I don't have those notes in front of me. That's
so
the quark you were referring to, right?
Just know it's a quark that we. There's a lot of quarks. This is one that has to do. It affects the cell at the cellular level. If you find a way to find, if you're powerful enough to descend or to undo or to make yourself an ungod, then it's going to take a quark in a cell with lysine to bring a cell back to God. That's why we said to death that only one drop is all you have to have, but you're going to want a bunch of drops. You see?
Yes.
We're going to talk about your meat sack, too. Well, you can't ask about it, but we can. We can. But go ahead.
Okay, that reference, okay, this is a question that I had in my head but not in my notes. You mentioned last week about 12,000 neutrinos. And I remember, now I remember the question I asked you about, is there a relationship between quarks and neutrinos? And you gave me like a roundabout answer. So, but that's the point now.
No, that was the answer. It wasn't roundabout answer. You just didn't get it. I mean, we adore you. We fuck with you and everything, but you just didn't quite get it. And that's okay. You are now, so good.
Yes. I have to go back and look at that answer. Okay,
perfect.
Perfect. Okay, here's a question. Yes. When you say salt and light, how come you don't say light and salt? Is there a particular order when
yes,
you say the phrase salt
is.
And light?
There always is. That's the reason in the triangulation formula, we're trying to let you figure out what A is to B. What A is to B. That's why we don't say what B is to A, or C is to 3, or C3PO, or the LGBTQ, XYZ, MNLMNOP crowd says. They can say what they want to say, and we love them all. We would bed them all. Don't worry about that. But the point is that you're not going to change our words just because they have different transpositional poses. Just because they the world a different way doesn't mean that we're going to change the words regarding it. So if you can get happy with that, wonderful. But if you can't, so sorry. Sorry for your
look. Okay. I wasn't trying to change the words, Ian. I'm just bringing up your words.
That wasn't for you. That was for others.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But we
good.
Had to take the advantage. Carolyn hates metaphors, so we had to get at least one good one in there.
So there is a particular reason why you give the order salt and light. So salt, could I infer that salt is the driver for light?
No, you may not, but it fucked up Lot's wife.
Yes, it did.
Now listen, so here's the point. You put the lime in the coconut, not the coconut in the lime. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Doctor.
So it's the formula. Okay, angels are considered light, but they desire the salt from human creators' tears.
That's right.
So the salt and light has all to do with the formula that's in human creators as they develop with the completion formulas. Is that correct?
Not empirically.
So is it driven by intention? Intention of the human creator?
Yeah, we like that.
That will drive
that's going to... That's going to hold. That'll hold at least long enough to finish this conversation. But it's
okay.
A time
okay,
they're changing.
Yeah, what was that topic? The completion formulas and what?
And salt. It's driving the intention. Okay, the angels desire the salt in the human creator. So that's the formula that's driving the salt to the light. And Ian said it would work for this conversation.
All right, Bert, you need to take a break. We move on to the next person, okay?
Thanks, Carolyn Bob.
And Bruder bought a coconut. He bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, and she paid for it with the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut.
It's a nice song.
She put the lime in the coconut. She put them in. She said, doctor, call the doctor. Woke him up. Said, doctor. Ain't there nothing I can take? And a doctor said, to relieve this belly ache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve this belly ache. Now, let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut and drink it both up. You put the lime in the coconut, drink it both up. Yeah, okay, good. So, now, you were talking about salt and light. Good. Excellent. It's just wonderful. Okay, now, Bob, he's finished his turn, correct? So now it's our turn. Tell us about one question. Your weight this week. Up or down?
Up. Up. Up.
And your physique is more svelte?
Okay. It's extremely tight. Tight.
That's
muscles
what we mean when
pumped.
We say svelte. We mean
yes,
that's
very
we
much
say
so.
Svelte. So you look lean, but you're bumpy.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now that's it. Now get out, filthy animal.
All right. No assignments this week. Can I can continue with the grimoire with the almond milk, correct?
Yeah, you haven't finished the coconut milk, so you don't get a new one until you have that one perfected. Otherwise, you'll be blowing up houses again.
Okay,
oh,
Bert.
One more thing. One more thing. Take care. What? Do not use your left index finger, please, for a week. Okay, goodbye.
All right.
So, Bert,
thanks.
Back to your Swiss ghetto and... with a slight cosmopolitan veneer, but mainly the home of Zurich.
You have to make the cosmos with cranberry juice. It's the best. Mm-hmm.
Lake Geneva is going to become very important for the old Fourth Reich. Watch for that, Bert.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Oh, he's got nail buffs.
Yep.
We don't know if he's bragging or complaining, but he's letting you know.
Bob knowledge. And Bob knows. Bob knows something. Lake Geneva. And the
thanks,
right.
Bob. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, Bert,
Bob,
thank you.
Thank...
So I will go to an anonymous to see what that is.
Did you get the notes? Did you get any notes out of that, Bob? You should have got a few notes out of that.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn did. Carolyn was typing a lot.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's beautiful. That's great. When's it time for popcorn?
Not yet. Not yet.
All right.
I'm eating the restructure powder.
Powder stuff.
Dry.
Yeah, he snorts.
Yeah,
it's stuck in
my
snorts
mouth.
It.
I snorted.
He takes it. He uses no lube. He takes it dry. It's good boy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, here's an anonymous with their hand up. Who is that? Would you like to speak?
Yes, I would like to speak. Bonsoir, Monsieur Lyon.
Bonsoir.
Parlez de l'accélérateur dans l'eau.
Très bien. Très bien. Très bien. Oh. Yeah, they are.
Yes,
they're three on.
Yes, the Eastgate, right?
Yes, very, very good, very good. Not the one in Trafalgar Square.
Uh-huh. I was listening to a conference that was given on the 10th of January at the Louvre about the new accelerator, and it's going to be ready on June.
It's already ready. It's already ready because it was not made by their hands. It's already ready. They just don't know what to do with it. And they've been told that if they don't put it out immediately, it's going to do bad things. So they're scared about their bullshit. So they got to do right. They got to do the right thing. It's not our fault. Bob did it. That damn CERN bullshit. He opened up hell. Bob opened up hell on the fucking earth with that CERN thing with his damn famous cookie crumbs and that bad leisure suit and them damn flip-flop shoes he won't get in new ones. I've got the money of 10,000 moons and he's got shoes that looks like he's going to throw them. You wouldn't throw them away. You wouldn't throw them in a dumpster. They're his favorite shoes of all. It's terrible. He's on the video. Nothing we can do.
Did you say you're Nick Beaming? And last time you said you were pronouncing the boom China, like beam China. So I was thinking about
beaming
China. Because
B-E-O-M-S, you know, B-H-O-E-M-S.
Yeah. They beam these cultural heritage objects, and they can know exactly the element composition, how it was made, when it was made, and they're mapping all the Louvre objects.
Not made by human hands, that's right.
Yes, because they must have objects from parallel worlds.
They don't have to be parallel, because if it's a parallel world, it could be made with human hands. No, this is a little different than that. You're going to have to go deeper than the Habsburgs to get you out of this one, darling. The Turin Texans didn't have enough of the money checks. They didn't have enough of the money checks. Angola is not doing well. You know that, right?
Not really.
Well, you with Miss Merkel, she's not doing so good. You know what the disease they're going to call this? Roxy, it's going to be great fun. You might make a video about it, but not first. Let it take root first. And what the people are going to start dying from is something called, they're going to call it Trumpitis. Those that go against the sitting president of the United States, they're going to start having an infection that antibiotics won't reach, okay, that medicine won't touch, and that is in the air. It's airborne. It's called Trumpitis. And by the time we get to Passover, it'll start be the beginning stages. If they don't have the Passover blood over the door, that's coming up now. I mean, the Feast of Gedalia is right around the corner. And then we ain't even got up to Tisha B'Av yet. So just hold your girdle, Myrtle. This is where it's coming in that September time, the 9th mm-hmm. of Av, and some of those places. Av, it's really cool. But anyway, beyond all that, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of lining up going on, alignment, lots of that. So that'd be good. So we left your questioning, but we said a lot of wordy words. Did you like those?
Yesterday I was dreaming, and there was a voice all the time saying 9 plus 1 and 1 is 2, 11.
You were not dreaming. You were not dreaming.
What was this 11 about all the time?
The markers. It's the placeholder of markers. The same way, there's a video, you can do it this way. Here's a great video. You had to find it. It's Ma and Pa Kettle. Ma and Pa Kettle, called Ciphering.
It's interesting about this accelerator, because what we call history is like a Frank Zappa song that is being remixed all the time. They say they are actually mapping the history of the evolution of human civilization and technologies, and like a new type of media ecology, because they go to the particles and they can exactly know, because that's more precise than text that might be changed, because you tell us all the time things are put back in the past. How can they pretend to do that? So I wonder really, what is this assembling of cultural heritage objects, like Napoleon was doing that, the Vatican.
They were just markers. Chablis Mont-Blanc, Michel Aleblanc, did the same thing, laid it out. Who's the one? Lady Godiva did the same thing. All of the different monarchs and monarchies ran it up to the same side. Same conversation. You got it.
Yes, and also the archives. Like, there is this very interesting family in Spain. They have a big archive, and in that archive, the Duchess of Medina Sidonia said she found some text in which it said the Arabs were in America already in the 10th century, before it was officially discovered.
Then that doesn't surprise you, right?
No, because, like you said, there is no linear history, but then what's the point of having all these recordings, like archives or studying?
They don't record. They don't record. The records don't record. See, the only true record that you have right now is Bob's emails, where he canonicalizes it. And if he doesn't send himself an email regarding it, then it really doesn't occur. And that's why the world keeps, y'all keep asking us questions and we answer them, and they're true. True, true, true. We don't even know what true means anymore, but they are accurate. They're factual. They're based on some empirical notion of reference. But then Bob doesn't do an email, or he loses an email, or he does something, and he changes it all. And then flit, it's all gone. It's like a puff the magic dragon. It's like smoking a blunt. It never lasts.
When the Nazis brought the Pergamon, well, no, it was brought before, but the Tula Society was already organized.
Your calculations Your calculations and the way you cipher have to do with the way they're going to re-see angles of numbers. That's changing. Newtonian law is gone. We got that. all the other empirical references to gravity, to physics, to the parts of school that you actually liked, Roxy, remember?
Yes, and
No, that's not, that's a yes, you understand. Now, we gotta get yourself together here. We know you have questions and we want to answer, but there's something more important going on here that's afoot. We need to drag to. Here's the deal. As you move into this place of power, which is already getting more vast, these things that you're calling dreams aren't dreams. You're actually doing these things. And these things that you're actually doing have a ramification, have a causal causal reality, which means you're still responsible for it, even though you don't even know what you're doing. You think it's just some crazy dream. It's not a crazy dream. You need to be very aware, because if in your dream you can know that it has circumspect not provide you culpable deniability, then you would have a different response. For example, you get on here and talk to us, and you're very proper and precise with how you speak about stuff, and that's all good and well. That's fine, wonderful, congratulations. But even in our time, you're still responsible for what you say because of your power, not our power, because of your power. So the reason we're trying to say that is so you're aware of it. Now, if you can change it in the dream, we've mentioned this to everybody we've spoken to so far. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven. Okay? Now, go back to the object at the Louvre and talk about what you found out about it. We said it's not made by human hands. Now tell everybody what they say about it, please.
They use ionic beaming to irradiate particles to what they call cultural heritage objects. They move the particles with magnetic energy to scan the object. So there we have the magnetism and the frequency. And
okay,
according
hold on just
to...
Hold on just one second. Bob, the note here is this parallels to when Gene got sick in Fringe and they started ambering other worlds. They were trying a specific test to see if they could do so it wouldn't slip between the world to world, so the other world wouldn't have to be ambered. And they did the same thing in the Fringe in the damn Louvre, the accelerator. That's where that came from. And now they're actually talking about it. It's ridiculous nothingness that it's actually going to be, but this has to do with a fucking cow and Fringe, bad robot, and y'all don't like JJ. How about them smackers? Okay, so that's what that applies
yes.
to. So put it. So Bob,
yes,
the email should say, hold on. You're all right. The email should say, Gene's Revenge. That's what that topic is with the accelerator in the Louvre. It's Gene's Revenge. And you'll remember that as you go. We want to make sure you get it right, Bob, because a lot of people are counting on you. They're counting on you. They're working hard for you, Bob. They're working hard for you. So make sure you hold up your end and keep it all together. We're so sorry, Roxy. Please continue.
The particles, the quarks or the ionic charge particles are moved with
yes,
magnetic.
All those words. And don't forget iron. Fe, don't forget iron. And don't forget the heavy metals, or what they call heavy metals. They're going to change, but don't forget the metals, too. We're not changing your words. We're just saying add that as well. All right, go ahead.
The acceleration, that's the frequency, then the speed of how they can go inside into the object. They can do it only for the surface, or they can go deeper according to what type of radiation they are applying. So, for example, they can know if an object was painted, if they do the surface. But they can know exactly the elements that were used and the mines where they were taken.
Mm-hmm.
According to their molecular composition. So if
that's the thing, they don't know the molecular composition. That's what they're trying to gauge. And what they're trying to see is, did this come from this world or another world? So it doesn't pierce
right.
the other world to cause the problem. Now, it seems to be a tremendous amount of bother when CERN did this in the first place. That's back when Bailey, don't you remember? You remember back in the day when Bailey and Walter were bringing like Pontiac's Grand Prix, 1975 Pontiac Grand Prix, and dropping them onto the college campus. And it hit the fire hydrant and made a big mess. And they started pulling things from the back to the fourth and the fourth to the back.
So this particular Roxy never watched Fringe. Other Roxys may have, but
no,
not this one.
No, no. The Roxy knows. Roxy knows.
Well, I have very weird dreams, so maybe I'm watching TV on my dreams.
No, you're not watching TV. They're not dreams. You do understand you don't dream.
Yes, I know, because I smell it's so real. So I know it's not.
Well, that's like they're really saying, you know, I sat down and I sat down to the piano and some music came out, but I wasn't playing. Roxy, you're really playing the piano, darling. Okay.
Okay.
But that's the same. That's the same conversation. If we say that, you go, oh. Because sometimes music comes out of you and you don't know where it comes from. Right?
Yes.
You can't play some of the things you play sometimes. You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that you can't play in two keys at the same time and it sound right, but yet you do.
Yes, you can play in two keys. It's not maybe harmonious, but you can. Yeah.
Oh, but it is, but you do it all the time. And then do half-step modulations off that. It's the fucked up as G-sharp you've ever seen in your life, but it's beautiful. That's the point. You can't do that, but you do it. So, if you can buy that, you'll buy that for a dollar, then the next stage is this dream stuff that you're saying. It's not saying, it's doing.
Okay.
So, just be aware. Now, be aware, and there's also, you have a conditional response, which is fine. You're going to do fine, because now we've told you and you'll be aware of it. But this, don't be afraid of your power. Well, no, that's not the way to say it. We don't care if you are afraid of your power. It doesn't make your power any less. And it's getting bigger. You noticed that, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I know you don't want to talk about that.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, it's like Tabitha on Bewitched. Remember Tabitha?
Yes, I was born on Halloween.
And well, we don't worry about that. That doesn't mean it. That's just good. That's just a Hallow's Eve. That's beautiful, but that's not the point. The point is this practical magic that you're engaging, you're starting to do. Now, hold on 1 second. Bob, the note on this one would be it's called practical magic. We've already made two references to it. What's happening is we're calling what they know as magic as a way of their God tools, of the gifts of the spirit that they're starting to engage. Some people are further along, but some are further along at different levels. So, because then, like, different ones are doing different things. Okay, Cha's getting hers, like, face out, just like lasting, but we'll get to her in a minute. That's fine. But this is a new kind of shifting position, so they're starting to note it. Now, all that's happening, just like in the OA, you're learning how to do it, you're learning how to process, you're learning how to connect and apply the power. That's what you're trying to do. As a God, you should already know it. But as a becoming God, you have to be exposed to it. This is your primer. This is your primer.
One thing I notice is I see things and I just know the meaning.
That's the rudiment. That's called the rudiment. Do you know rudiment?
Like the illustrations by Nicolas Flamel, I see them as a prophecy of
the RNA drops, actually. You see them as history. That's where it came to. That's where it came to. You see it as history. Because you can't do future. You've never been able to do future.
There is one that it's a man with a spade coming out of his mouth. And he has seven lamps.
It's a skull ho.
And in the Trump inauguration, they said something like, if they make fun of you, whatever, you are the light. And I was thinking about that. illustration.
You're explaining Trumpitis. Ta-da.
And,
did you get the money? Did you get the money? It's in your account.
I haven't seen anything. But
you have not. Why don't you look? They're not so blind as those who are.
I'm so busy.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. And money is
the Solomon
quote. Be handling it, so that's good.
The prayers of the inauguration, they went to Solomon, and they talk about
Solomon.
The wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ionic column is the one that represents the wisdom.
Well, wise unto the Pharaoh, yes.
Who chose those quotes?
The pillar is not, oh, no, that's not, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What does matter is that the wisdom is from a God wisdom, not from a little man wisdom. Because that's why sometimes it seems that our words are puffery, or not sincere, or blah, 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 blah. They're not. They're very precise. And from a God's side, it's very precise. You're starting to see it. You all taste it. You feel it. It's viscerally pumping through your bodies. Your bodies are changing right before your very lined fucking eyes. And it's so amazing and astounding, the great strides that you're making. And you are so vain, y'all don't even notice it. It is astounding, the things that you are now able to complete that you just do by rote. And you do realize when you go to sleep, most of the times you're 6 inches off the blanket, off the bed. Right?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed how soft your bed is? It's not that soft, darling.
No, because I sleep in a Japanese futon on the floor, but...
Because you're not on it. You're not on it. You're above it. Mm. So, good.